This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Friday, April 24th. I'm Erin Malsbury. A gray whale is still rolling in the surf off the Santa Cruz County coastline after washing up in Wilder Ranch State Park earlier this month. Director of the Marine Mammal Stranding Network at UC Santa Cruz, Robin Duncan, says that's preventing researchers from learning the cause of death.
We've been going out and checking it every day, sometimes twice a day, to see if it comes in far enough that we could actually conduct a necropsy on it.
They do know he was a male and does not appear to have been killed by orcas.
Beyond that, we can't really say what the cause of death was.
The Marine Mammal Center responds to strandings in the San Francisco Bay Area and has reported 9 gray whales in the past few months. One was confirmed to be from a ship strike. The causes of death for the others remain unknown. Partly in response, several California members of Congress, including Jimmy Panetta and Zoe Lofgren, introduced the Save Willie Act. It would establish a Coast Guard whale monitoring program to help vessels avoid strikes. Kathy George is director of cetacean conservation biology at the Marine Mammal Center.
It would be communicating all of the sightings out to mariners on the water.
She says a program like this could work in other areas too.
This is definitely something that could be scaled and expanded to other parts of the state. I think it could be scaled nationally and internationally as well.
The Trump administration has been dismantling these types of long-term monitoring programs, but George and Duncan say they're crucial for conserving whales and entire food webs that marine mammals and humans depend on. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.